Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where to play is play. Tomorrow, guys, join the party. We're going to be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, right there off Barrett Parkway. Only thing missing is you. Ice cold beer. Women in lumberjack outfits that want to meet you. And I want to extend an olive branch to all the nerds out there.
Nerds!
To come on up and join us, and we'll break bread, maybe even do a drink or two. And we'll put this whole analytics nonsense and exit velocity argument behind us. It's funny because it all started, give you some background if you missed yesterday's show. Before we got to Guy Talk, I was in studio with Carl, and I just did like one of those quick like 25-second hits videos where I basically said, I swear to God, if I hear someone mention exit velocity one more time, I'm going to kill them. And then it's like a cult, the people who put so much stock and weight into this. Yes, because, well, it's proven, Mike, if you hit the ball harder, you have a better success rate. And I said, okay, but what if you're not hitting at all? What if you, you know, as Chipper Jones, and if you don't believe me, the friggin' radio host, how about a guy that's in the Hall of Fame, okay, who says, you know, sometimes when things aren't going well, i.e. the Braves right now, maybe you shorten your swing, Carl. You take the pitch. You go in, when we were back in the old days, for those who played high school baseball, go with the pitch. You know, because believe me, Carl, I was a steroided Deadpool hitter, and Coach Poveromo would tell me, just go with the pitch. Don't try to muscle everything. But it's like these guys, it's like a cult. And one guy hit me up. I'll give you some of the things I got today. Well, why do you think they put the stats on ESPN? Because the freaking nerds work for ESPN.
Nerd.
Yeah, the same dorks who put so much stock into this. And I said, one guy, give me a metric for clutch.
Dorks.
Yeah, losers. You're not seeing the forest for the trees. Analytics has a place in sports. No one denies that. But to make it the be-all, end-all, to me, Carl.
Losers.
It's the same dorks that are killing NBA regular season.
Dorks.
With guys taking 63-point shots. So the game is literally run down the floor, jack a three, clang, run down the other side, clang. That's horrible. These people, and now they're trying to worm their way into football, where it has no place. None.
You know, really, for me, man, stats are for losers, man.
Thank
losers.
You. So anyway, I went round and round, and apparently I got national traction on this. I got 228,000 views of this rant you and I did, you know? And now I've got guys coming up. One guy like, well, it's proven. I don't know why another sports radio host doesn't understand. And he's a Dodger fan. And I said, oh, a Dodger fan. Like Dave Roberts, whose front office jams analytics down his throat. And you've blown more big games than you won in the postseason until last year. So shut up, nerd.
Nerd!
Yeah, and that's all I got to say.
Losers.
About that. Thank you. That's all I got to say about that. Real quick, by the way, we will talk to Grant McCauley next hour.
I feel like one of the pips back here. I'm just singing backup.
I like you being like my hype man.
Yeah, I'm just in the
backup. Go outside, nerd.
No, it's just, I mean, it's just these guys, they don't see the forest for the trees. I mean, I understand. Some of these knuckleheads, Carl, guy was telling me about like, so Matt Olson, based on the numbers they're throwing out there, is a better hitter than Tony Gwynn was.
No, he's not.
I mean, basically, because no, exit velocity and OPS is all that matters.
No, he's not.
And I said to one guy, I go, so by your rationale, when you're a baseball fan in the 70s, you'd rather had Dave Kingman than Rod Carew.
No, you would not have.
I mean, so clear out your headgear, and I'm sorry if you got a competition trophy and you want to rant and rave about, oh, we lost today, but we had 205-mile-an-hour exit velos.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerd!
Loser mentality. Straighten out your headgear. Thank you. So you already knew that Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence were going to be in-laws.
Yeah, I had heard this story. So Eddie did, first time in a long time, maybe a year ago, maybe it was a little bit longer than that. He did like this exclusive interview when, remember he did the Beverly Hills Cop, the newest movie that was on Netflix. So he hadn't done anything because as he says, everybody says, where you been? He says, I've been at the bank. And Eddie doesn't have to do a whole lot. But he did this long form interview and was asked about it. And I think I was driving, we were driving somewhere and I had it on and he mentioned, obviously him and Martin are great friends, but he said, We became even closer because of our kids.
Yeah, doing this, I guess, a Jennifer Hudson's TV show mentioned that they were going round and round about the wedding with Eric Murphy, Eddie's son, and Jasmine Lawrence, Martin's daughter. And eventually they said, you know what, moms, dads, we're going to take it easy. We're just going to go elope and do our own thing. Have a little private, simple ceremony.
Crazy.
Which is great. So they're now in-laws. So two of the funniest guys in the world are now like in-laws. It's like it's kind of his own movie, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, like you would say, you know, one day their kids are going to marry.
Just need like Cedric the Entertainer to be the priest. You know, all set, which I thought was kind of cool. I don't know about you on this one. Just want to get your take. Did you ever buy, we're not real conspiracy nuts here. Some things maybe, sometimes no. But the Jeffrey Epstein thing is kind of interesting.
Okay.
FBI says they're going to get the details out, but they're saying, you buy that this guy really killed himself when he was in jail in New York City?
How can I put this? No.
Me neither. I mean, and the way you got to do it on a, when you can still basically hit reach the floor from how you're doing this on a very low bunk, I think most of our audience has already seen the story and you know what we're talking about. But I saw this today and I was like, really? Having a hard time wrapping my head around that one.
Well, remember, Mike, part of this, too, was, and I know it's been a few years and, you know, we forget all this stuff, but, like, he was on 24/7 watch.
Right.
And that particular night, he wasn't. Like, and by the way.
No camera.
No cameras.
Right.
So, guys, I tell you this all the time. There's cameras everywhere. And the irony of that and the high-profile case that this was, I'm having a hard time buying that. I mean, yeah, a little bit of a movie conspiracy theory there because, you know, it's something you see on television or whatever. But that's no cameras and nobody was watching?
He said the FBI director, Dan Bonino, says the Bureau plans to release a new video to prove that Epstein killed himself in federal custody. By now, many of you guys have seen all the doc. I've seen every documentary.
AI generated.
Thank you. A thing.
I'm just saying.
Remember, what was the Tom Cruise movie? Where they doctored the video. Oh man, there's a million. There was a Snake Eyes movie with Nicolas Cage. That was a Brian De Palma movie. Minority Report.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So now we live in this world where you can create anything you want. Anyone saying anything that would make him look like an idiot or she.
Yeah. No.
Or ruin their career potentially.
Correct. Yeah. These deep fakes and all this stuff, Mike. It's going to be harder as we move forward to determine. Especially when it comes to stuff like this, if in fact the footage is legit, and how do you create a sense of trust with the public when something like this you're going to release something like this? I'm just saying, guys, you're getting phone calls right now. You don't know if it's a man, woman. You don't know if they're here or not. Like seriously, all this stuff now.
This guy had dirt on some of the richest, most important people, world leaders, presidents.
Yeah.
That were in his company. So anyway, just I saw that. I kind of went, really? Hey, man, from Epstein.
I'm talking about those telemarketing calls.
Exactly. I've got a story. Not a Florida man, Carl.
Uh-oh.
A Florida duck. Down in Cape Coral, which is across from Fort Myers, an aggressive duck has been terrorizing the elderly in a neighborhood. It's a federally protected Muscovy duck who's since been named Jimmy. He's chased several people with his wings spread out in attack mode and brazenly bit a resident while he was sleeping on an otherwise quiet street in Cape Coral. It is lanai. Apparently left his door open. Duck came in, went quack, and got him.
Got him.
Yeah, apparently.
By the way, that's good eating. I'm just saying.
Oh, and I love foie gras.
Oh.
Yeah. I bet you some of those guys that are all crazy about analytics would probably say it's animal cruelty. Who cares? Duck's got a brain the size of a Tic Tac. Let's eat it. Anyway, James Sepulveda was bitten by the vicious waterfowl last week. He said, I've lived in the neighborhood for 3 decades. First time a duck's ever drawn blood on my porch.
Drawn blood.
But it's a protected duck. I just got to put the name of the duck, Jimmy. Why do I picture this duck walking around like a pack of Marlboros?
What are you going to do about it? Who are you? What are you going to do about it? I'm protected. Federally protected Muscovy duck. I'm like a duck in the witness relocation program.
You can't kill me.
It's like Henry Hill when he was running blow out there in Seattle. What are you going to do about it?
You can't kill me.
Federally protected. Hey, let me wrap on a really good story that's based here in Metro Atlanta that has since gotten picked up by some national stuff. I believe New York Post has this story now, but I'm reading this from a Channel 2's website. Young kid goes to Stars Mill High School, Mill Creek up in Tequila. Sorry, let me get it right. But he goes to a Mill Creek. They had their graduation a few weeks back, and the kid doesn't have time to basically party or hang out with his friends. He wasn't going to miss his shift at Burger King.
Oh, wow.
So a lady who has a kid who goes to the same school up in Tequila named Maria Mendoza, she was like, after she watched her daughter graduate, she basically all she wanted was to grab a Whopper. So she goes in the drive-thru, and here's this kid basically still dressed up in his duds from graduation. And she sees the kid's young man's name is Mike Hale Baker in the drive-thru working the fry station. She noticed Baker had on his stole and said he appeared to have just graduated, but he wasn't going to miss his shift. She goes, oh, my God, look at him. He's working straight out of graduation, doing French fries and stuff. How about that for a work ethic? Everything we think has gone out the window in America today. So she starts a GoFundMe page for the young man to help him with his college setup. Initially, the goal was to raise $5,000. Now they're up to $20,000. Mike Hale Baker says he was planning on taking a gap year because he had no money for college. How great is this?
It's awesome.
So a kid putting the work in, and I know for a lot of kids, and I know you and I, we all work, most of us work fast food or bartended or bus tables or whatever, and I guess for some kids, it's beneath them today. I got some great kids I know in my neighborhood that do it. I just thought that was kind of cool, and now the kids got the loot to at least get to secondary education.
Well, look, you try to do the right things, and sometimes people look out for you.
Right. Sometimes karma and juju works out.
That's what happens. And it's a beautiful story because maybe this young man goes on and becomes something, Mike, that down the road he'll be able to thank this woman who didn't know him, right? She doesn't know him.
No. Just knows recognize him from the graduation. Yeah, but either way, you want more, you can read about it on Channel 2's website. Reminder, guys, tomorrow, Twin Peaks, Kennesaw, join Dukes of Bell, 2 to 6.
Joe Patrick's going to join us, guys. Falcons insider. He covers the team for us. OTAs will resume next week, but we'll ask Joe about what went down this week, what he heard, what guys said, and more coming up as part of our Falcon Report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.